You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
You are indeed listening to the Apple Viz Podcast. This is Scott Davert, welcoming you to part three of my mini-series on using a Bluetooth keyboard with iOS devices and voiceover. In part one, we talked about general things like navigating around the screen, some concepts about voiceover keys and quick nav. In part two, we went over text editing with the keyboard. And now in part three, I'm going to talk about web browsing using Safari on iOS. In some ways, using the keyboard and touchscreen are about comparable in terms of how productive you can be. But there are certainly shortcuts to navigating around a page with the Bluetooth keyboard, and that is what we're going to talk about today. I am running iOS 9.2.1 with my iPhone 6S, and this time around I'm using my Logitech K380 keyboard. But for this particular demonstration, it really doesn't matter what keyboard you use, I don't think, for the most part. I have Safari in focus on my home screen with VoiceOver. I'm going to go ahead and activate it, and we will get started.
Safari. Sign in. Link.
When you launch Safari, of course, you are brought to where you last were. This time around, I was last completing a survey on SurveyMonkey. Yes, I have done things like that on my iDevice without much difficulty. So that is where I am placed. It remembers where I was last and brings me back there. It is a bit different in the sense that you don't have a homepage per se, though you can make a homepage part of your home screen. But unlike what you have with Firefox and Internet Explorer on Windows, where you have a set homepage, iOS remembers where you last were and puts you there. For those who are familiar with the Mac, you're going to be right at home with Safari and a Bluetooth keyboard because many of the commands that you're used to on the Mac are also present on iOS and Safari. The first command I'm going to talk about will take you to the address bar. It's true that you can go to the upper left corner of the screen and activate it that way, or you can simply type command with the letter L, just like you can on a Mac, and that will launch you into the address bar as well. I'll go ahead and do that now.
Address. Text field.
I hit control to shut it up, and I'm going to go to appleviz.com.
Quick nav off. W. Applevice. Misspelled.
I'll go ahead and press enter.
Reader available. Skip to main content. In page link.
And we are now on the Apple Viz homepage. There are a lot of different things you can do with the Bluetooth keyboard and Safari. For example, if I wanted to navigate to the first heading level 2 on a page, I can press the number 2.
Main menu. Heading level 2. Navigation. Landmark.
I can hit 2 again.
Getting started with your first Mac, iOS device or Apple Watch. Heading level 2. Region. Landmark.
And I can also hit Shift with F2 to go to the previous heading level 2.
Main menu. Heading level 2. Navigation. Landmark.
If you just want to go to the next heading, you can press the letter H.
Welcome to Apple Viz. Heading level 1. Main. Landmark.
Well, thank you. I've never been here before, I don't think. Interesting. So those commands are the same. Of course, you have to have first letter quick nav enabled to do this. And if you're finding that these commands are not working, you may need to press VO and Q to toggle first letter quick nav on or off. I'll go ahead and do that.
Single letter quick nav off. Quick nav on.
Now if I hit H, nothing happens. So I will press it again.
Single letter quick nav on. Quick nav on.
There are a lot of other commands you can do that are very handy in Safari and web browsing, especially when you have complicated web pages that have a lot of links and things on them. You can jump directly to the next link with the letter L.
Accessory reviews. Link. End. Navigation.
I'll hit L again.
Guides. Link.
Just like before, I can hit Control up arrow.
Reader. Button.
And that takes me to the top of the page, which in this case is the reader. That's one way to get to it. There are a lot of other commands. I'll just go ahead and get back into the page here by hitting the right arrow a couple times.
Address. Reload. Skip to main content. In page link.
And let's say, for example, I would like to find the guide section. I could do that by pressing VO with the letter F.
Enter search text.
Type guide, press enter.
Guides. Link.
And it jumps me right to the guides link. So that is a very handy feature. But let's say I wanted to search the website. I would, of course, want to jump to the first text field. I can do that directly with the letter R. Why the letter R? I have no idea. It makes no sense to me either. I didn't design it. I just use it. And it will not find any because I'm underneath where the search field is. So I need to press Shift and the letter R to go backwards.
Search this site. Text field.
Now let's say I wish to search the site for keyboards. Because, I mean, this is an Apple Viz podcast on keyboards, so it would make sense that you might want to look at some information about keyboards. I'll go ahead and press the up and down arrow.
Insertion point at end. Quick nav off.
Quick nav is off, which of course is what we need if we want to type. So I'll type in keyboards. And I want to specify it as being in the accessories category. This is actually going to help with some of the search results. Not entirely. But I do want to have several results here that we are going to need to sort through for this demonstration. I've typed keyboards. Now I'm going to press the tab key.
Filter. Any greater than. Picker item. Adjustable.
You may recognize that, the filter for choosing where you want to search. JAWS treats it as what is called a combo box. Here on VoiceOver land, we call them picker items. I'm going to press my up arrow one time, which is the equivalent to flicking up once on the touchscreen.
Accessory reviews.
That's what I want, is accessory reviews. Now, because I have started working with this picker item, I have to go back and find the done button. I'll flick to the left or press my left arrow.
Done button.
And now press up and down.
Done. Last update or comment 6 minutes, 50 seconds ago.
You'll see there that you're landed in a random point on the screen. That is normal. Your selection was made when you hit the done button, but you're then just put on some random spot on the web page. That's not an Apple Viz bug. That's just how VoiceOver handles Safari for some reason. I know from experience on the website that I am well underneath where I want to be. I want to find the Apply Filters button, and I can jump directly to buttons with the letter B, just like you can with the command on JAWS or on NVDA or, of course, VoiceOver for Mac. But we're going upward, so what do I have to push with the B? I need to press the Shift key.
Reset. Button.
One more time.
Apply filter. Button.
Now I will activate this button.
Apply filter. Apply filter. Button.
Hopefully we have been landed on the accessories page with the search results. I can find out by pressing the number 3 because first letter quick nav is on.
Lifeproof case for iPhone 6. Heading level 3. Link.
VoiceOver didn't really indicate that it had done this, but I just know from past experience that it would have. And some of you are probably out there going, wait a minute, that's the LifeProof case. What the heck does that have to do with a keyboard? The answer is it doesn't. Because I searched for a general term like keyboards, it's going to pull up anything that has the word keyboards in it. The next one might even be something else that's not related. I don't know. Let's see. I'll hit 3 again.
Braille Edge 40. Heading level 3. Link.
That's not a Bluetooth keyboard, but it does have a keyboard on it, so it's kind of relevant. We could have tried to specify further by putting it in quotes and typing in Bluetooth keyboard, for example. But let's keep going here and find a review.
Apple Wireless Magic Keyboard. Heading level 3.
Aha. Uh-huh. I think we may have found a winner. I'm going to go ahead and activate this link with up and down arrow.
Apple Wireless Reader available. Skip to main content. In page link.
So it loaded the page and it said reader available, which is handy. And I'll show you why it's handy here in a minute. There are multiple ways that you could jump to the content on this page. You could try and find it by heading level. You could try to find static text. You can do that with the letter S. That will jump you to the first text that has nothing on it. I'll do that.
Search this site. Search. Landmark.
That didn't quite get us where we wanted either. Now you heard there it said reader available. You could hit control up arrow to get to the top of the screen and find it that way. Or from anywhere on the page, you could hit command, shift, and the letter R. I'll do that.
Reader available. Skip to main content. In page link.
And because I have Quick Nav turned on, it just refreshed the page. If I want to actually launch the reader, I have to turn Quick Nav off. And the reason for that is because this is not a specific command to VoiceOver. I know a lot of low vision users that actually use Command Shift R to launch the reader for that reason.
Quick Nav off.
Because, as you'll see here,
Apple Wireless Magic Keyboard, heading level 1.
All we have on the screen. I'll turn Quick Nav back on.
Quick Nav on. This is a review of Apple's Wireless Magic Keyboard. Let me start off by saying that this keyboard is probably one of the less expensive Apple products out there. It's $99, including tax.
That's true. I could hit, of course, VO with the letter B to begin reading.
Apple Wireless Magic Keyboard. This is a review of Apple's Wireless Magic Keyboard. Let me start off by saying that this keyboard is probably one of the less expensive Apple products out there.
I'll hit control to stop it. And pretty much all that's on this screen is the article. There's not a whole lot of other stuff. You don't have the entire website. Now we're just reading the article. I'll go back here to the left with the left arrow.
Let me start. This is a review of Apple Wireless Magic Keyboard. Reader appearance options. Button.
So if you're a low vision user and you would like to change the appearance, you could come in here and do that.
Address. AppleEvice.com. Selected. Reader. Button.
That is the upper left corner of the screen. The site is not here itself. It's only the article content. I find that to be a very helpful and handy feature in Safari. And it's not only AppleVis that you can use it on. I'm sure if you've used Safari on other pages, you've heard things load and say reader available. And it works really well on a lot of different sites. A lot of the mainstream sites also use the reader and strip out a lot of the stuff so you can quickly get to what you're looking for. Sometimes you still get ads, but for the most part, no, you don't. You'll just have what you're looking for. To get out of the reader, I can...
Quick Nav off.
Turn Quick Nav off and hit Command Shift R again.
Skip to main content. In page link.
Now we're back on the AppleVis website. Let's say, for example, I want to look at something else on the website and reply to that. I'm currently signed in, so I don't have to do that here on the podcast, but that, of course, is accessible. But let's say there's a guide that I want to reply to. I want to help the person who contributed the guide to add a little information to it. There are a lot of different ways I could go about it. I could go back into the search field and do a search for what I'm looking for. But for the purposes of demoing some of these other commands with Safari, I'm going to go about it a different way. I'm going to go to the top of the page and then go to the right a couple of times to make sure that I'm in the web content. But before I do that, I have to turn Quick Nav back on.
Quick Nav on. Reader. Button.
We don't want the reader. We just came from there. I'm going to hit my right arrow a couple times.
Address. Reload. Skip to main content. In page link.
We're now on the website. And it is important to make sure you're on the website when you carry out these commands. If you try to carry them out and you're in the address bar, they won't work. I'll show you that. I'll go back into the address bar.
Reload. Address. AppleEvice.com.
I just hit H and nothing happened. I'll go back into the content.
Skip to main content.
And if I want to find guides, there are a lot of different ways I could do it again, but the way I'm doing it this time is I'm going to use the find function in VoiceOver. We covered that in greater detail in part 1.
Enter search text.
Type in guides.
Guides. Link.
Press enter. We landed right on the guides link. So I can activate that. Now, if there was another occurrence of the word guides on the page and I needed to go down a little further, for example, for some reason, say this was an Apple Viz, I could hit G once I had entered that search text and it would enter automatically that into the find function and look for it. But this is the only occurrence on this page. I'll go ahead and activate this link.
Guides. Skip to main content. In page link.
When you are looking at the guides, if you're not really sure which heading level to look for, you can press H to jump from heading to heading, of course. But since I know I need to go to heading level 2, I'll just start pressing 2.
Main menu. Heading level 2. You are here. A quicker way to load the desktop version of a website in Safari. Heading level 2. Link.
That is not the guide we're looking for. I'll go to the next one.
The quickest way to unlock your iDevice. Heading level 2.
This is
Link.
This is the guide I'm looking for.
The quickest reader available. Skip to main content. In page link.
And again, I could hit Command-Shift-R to bring up the article. I'll go ahead and do that, actually, just to reiterate how cool that feature is.
Quick nav off.
Yep, that's right. Got to turn quick nav off first.
The quickest way to unlock your iDevice. Heading level 1.
I'll hit VOB.
The quickest way to unlock your iDevice. I heard about this a few years ago, but this gesture is not very well known, so I thought I would share it here. This quick guide will show you how you can unlock your device without hitting the unlock button. Here is how to unlock your device. 1. Make sure your device is on the lock screen with the time, date, unlock button and camera button displayed. 2. Swipe right with 3 fingers. 3. If you have a passcode or touch ID, you will need to perform that. If not, your device is unlocked. There are also Braille display and Bluetooth keyboard equivalents of this gesture. I believe a similar gesture is available on Android devices. Back. Button. Forward. Dimmed. Button. Share. Button. Show bookmarks. Button. Pages. Button.
So that is the entire page. I want to actually add to that. I'm going to reply to it. The first thing I need to do, of course, is get out of the reader. Command-Shift-R. With quick nav turned off.
Skip to main content. In page link.
So there are a few ways that I could do this. I could do a find for reply. But since I'm already logged in, I don't need to do that. I can actually look for the text field I want. And I can move around to different text fields, as I said prior, with the letter R. Now, some of you are saying, well, yeah, that's kind of redundant. You already told us that, and that's true. Redundancy never hurts. However, if I wanted to go to the next form control, meaning anything that requires input, whether it's a button, a checkbox, or any other element, I could press the letter C. Again, you have to have quick nav turned on. I can't emphasize that enough because it's frustrated me more times than I care to admit.
Quick nav on.
I'll hit C.
Search this site. Text field.
I'll hit C again.
Search. Button. End. Search.
I'm not going to sit here and go through each and every button. I'm actually just going to go to the text field, so I'm going to hit R again. I just wanted to show you yet another quick nav command that you have.
Subject. Text field.
This is what I want to type in, so I am going to press the up and down arrow keys.
Insertion point at end. Quick nav off. Unlocking the iDevice with a Bluetooth.
And I typed keyboard. Now that I've entered the subject, I'll hit tab. And you heard there it made the noise, but unfortunately it did not give me any verbal feedback. I'm hitting my right and left arrow, and this means that the text field is empty, so I'm sure that I'm actually on that text field that allows me to enter the message. So I'll go ahead and type it.
2. Unlock your iDevice. Use a Bluetooth keyboard. assuming the keyboard is already connected to your iDevice.
And I hit backspace there to edit that out because I did a capital I instead of a lowercase one.
You say can O press any key cap I typically use the right arrow since it is very easy to locate. Again, you will still need to enter your passcode or use HTouch ID if you have either set up.
That is what I want to say. Now, you might remember we did text editing in the last podcast, and all these things apply. So if I wanted to select all.
To unlock your iDevice using a Bluetooth keyboard, assuming the keyboard is already connected to your iDevice.
I'm not going to make it go through everything I wrote, but I hit Command A and it's selected all. And I can, of course, copy it to the clipboard or paste it or do any of those things that I want to do. As long as Quick Nav is turned off, I can also edit whatever it is I want.
To unlock your iDevice using a Bluetooth keyboard, assuming the keyboard is already connected to your iDevice, you can press any key. I typically use the right arrow, since it's very easy to locate. Again, you will still need to enter your passcode or use Touch ID if you have either set up. Unselected.
And I hit up arrow and that unselected it.
Tango, Oscar, Space, Uniform, November, Lima, Oscar, Charlie, Kilo.
And I'm just using my right arrow and I can review here by character and I can use all the other commands that we went over last time. But I'm happy with this posting. So I'm going to turn Quick Nav back on.
Quick Nav on. Text format. Allowed HTML tags. Twitter style app. Twitter style app. HTTPS.
I don't really want to go through the rest of that, do you? Let's just hit B for button. That might be faster.
Save. Button.
I'll hit my up and down arrow keys.
Save. Dimmed. Reader available. Skip to main content. In page link.
I hit control to make it be quiet. And now I have made a post to the Apple Viz website using my iDevice and a Bluetooth keyboard. It's also worth noting before we wrap up this podcast that while you can use the rotor with the keyboard and go to characters, words, lines, links, all that stuff, whether you have these things in your rotor or not, for example, I don't have links in mine, but you heard earlier when I hit the letter L that I was able to jump to a link. You can much more quickly navigate around a screen with these Quick Nav commands. That's why they're called Quick Nav after all. And get to whatever it is that you want to do. And you don't have to cycle through the rotor all the time. That'll do it for this podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for all of the feedback, those of you who have sent it in. If you have a comment or question, you can feel free to drop me an email. My email address is scottdavert@gmail.com. That's scottdavert@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter. My Twitter username is Scott Davert. That's all one word. Thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you on part 4 to go over the mail app.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Viz. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Viz website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Viz team.